Yoim Chamishi B'Shabes, Parshas Dvarim, Shir 597. The Chavetz Chaim, Zuchern Levracha, used to push the Bachrim to learn Musar every single day. And someone once asked him, why is he so involved that people should learn Musar? In the Gemara, there's all different kinds of words of Musar. Why does a person have to have a set Seder to learn Musar, to train himself on Avodah and Yiras Shemayim? And the Chavetz Chaim explained that in Poland, you have hotels on the sides of the road. And there's a large distance between the hotels. He said, but in Siberia, the Russians put hotels very close to each other. Why? Because in Poland, it's not so cold. So you only need a hotel in a longer amount of time. But in Siberia, where it's freezing, and usually when a person is traveling, he gets very, very cold. So every short amount of time, he has to warm himself up and he has to go into a hotel to warm up. Zog to Chavetz Chaim, in previous generations, everyone lived with Emuna. Everyone lived with Bitachin and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So it was enough to just learn the Musar from the Gemara. That helped a person stay warm, so to speak, in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in our generation, when it's cold outside, and many people, unfortunately, do not have the proper attitude in Avodas Hashem, do not have the proper attitude in Ruchnius, Zakta Chavetz Chaim, we have to have hotels much closer to each other to make sure we stay warm. And therefore, a person has to have his own Seder of Musar and Yiras Shemayim to make sure that the cold winds outside don't influence him and make him lose his chavivus and his warmth for Avodas Hashem.